We're being urged to skip supermarkets this month and explore other and more environmentally aware shops. Around the region, there are more food cooperatives opening, shops which, for the most part, buy from local producers and make sure they're paid fairly. One such shop is Leni in Geneva. I spoke to Caroline Domen, who's a member of the cooperative, and started by asking, why should we skip supermarkets?
You know, we've got dry January and now you've got supermarket-free February. Dry January, people understand why. Why avoid supermarkets? You know, ridiculous idea, but not so ridiculous. What we're doing, there's several reasons for it. One is to encourage people to discover other kind of products and a whole different vibe about shopping. You know, we've got so used to sort of this clinical way of going in, taking the product, sort of removed from any contact. So a number of sort of more local smaller scale grocery stores that are getting together to encourage people to explore alternatives and to make contact with the producers, because often the smaller stores are in more direct contact with producers. And more specifically, I'm a member of the cooperative Leni, which is based in central Geneva. And our main ethos is to encourage more contact between producers and consumers, and to provide places where local producers can sell their product. So it's to sort of, support the local economy, really.
Right, I was going to say, so your little cooperative in Geneva, I'm assuming then most, if not all, of the products are locally produced.
Quite a lot of them. Of course, not all of them. You know, we sell avocados, we sell bananas, and as you well know, those aren't produced in Geneva. But to the extent we can, we find locally local producers. So, for instance, an example is rapeseed oil. There's quite a strong production in Switzerland, so that we only have locally produced rapeseed oil, whereas those that you find in the supermarkets in Switzerland, may come from Eastern Europe. Buckwheat, for instance, in the supermarket, I bought some the other day, and I compared in the supermarket, and they came from China, whereas buckwheat is something that's produced, in large quantities in Switzerland and neighbouring France.
Of course, many people will actually now say, well, there's a cost of living crisis, things are getting expensive, and the supermarkets, for all their faults, are fairly cheap. How would you answer that?
I would say that's a common misunderstanding you're buying into. So there are two issues with the prices. First of all, some items, they are cheaper. But for instance, we at Leni, again, to speak just about Leni, we source our citrus fruits in the winter and early spring directly from a producer in Sicily. And we've just compared on Sunday, we compared the prices, and the oranges, so organic Taroko oranges that we sell, are 88% cheaper than what you'll find in Migros.
Are you finding more and more people are actually choosing to shop at the cooperatives?
What we can notice very clearly is in the last 5 years, over French-speaking Switzerland, there's been nearly 20 new shops of this type have opened. In Vevey, there's Epicop. In Meran, there's La Fève. In Lausanne, there's La Brouette. In Neuchâtel, the Système B. So just the fact that there are the number of new shops of this type, with more participation, more local sourcing, shows that there is an appetite for it. And the other side of that means the producers, there can be more local producers, more local small-scale farms, because they have more places to sell to. So it works, both for supply and demand. So yes, to say that there is interest.
That was Caroline Domen from the Nie Cooperative Store in Geneva. You can find links to more stores on our website, worldradio.ch.